It's Full Metal Jackie. Very excited to say that on the show with us this evening, once again, the metal god, the one and only Rob Halford with us. How are you, Rob?
Hey, Jackie. Hey, everybody. It's great to be with you again. Good to catch up on all things metal and so forth.
Of course. And let's obviously start by saying congratulations. Judas Priest's first ever Rock Hall nomination. You have to tell me, like, how this went down. Like, did you find out in an email? Did you find out online? How did this work?
Yeah, we found out a little bit before the news broke, which I think is generally the case in terms of nominations. It's just to give you maybe a little bit of a heads up. I don't know. But, yeah, when we heard, I mean, you know, especially from my perspective, spending most of my life here in America these days and being so aware of all of these great moments that can happen to you for the first time ever. I mean, I was walking on air, you know. It was just absolutely fantastic. So, yeah, what a thrill, what a buzz. And then, of course, when the news broke and went public, everything just, you know, exploded for the band and for heavy metal, you know, the metal community, the fans, you know, everyone at our main management and the label and family and friends. It was just a really exciting 24, 48 hours initial kind of burst of metal power and energy.
Metal fans feel a lot of contention toward the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame about the oversight of its nominating and voting history. What does Judas Priest being nominated for the first time mean to you?
Well, again, just because I think everything that Priest has done in the four decades that we've been together, we've always taken this perspective that whatever we've done in metal obviously begins within the band itself, and that's obviously vital to everything. But right running alongside that is this fantastic, really truly established loving relationship we have, not only with Priest fans, but I'm sure with metal fans around the globe. And so we've kind of run side by side in terms of looking out for each other and supporting each other through everything related to the metal scene. And in this respect, towards some metal coming into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for the first time, I don't think it should be looked at too lightly. It is important for lots of reasons, but primarily to have the opportunity, firstly, to be nominated is a thrill. Just simply seeing some metal there, metal being talked about, again, globally, because the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, even though it's an American institution, it has global reach. So this great kind of ceremony celebrating those two words, heavy metal, was fantastic when the announcement was made. And it made everybody kind of lift their heads up and think about not only Priest, but metal in the broadest sense of the word.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Rob Halford is with us on the show tonight. Got a new tune for you now from Cradle of Filth. They released an album a couple months ago called Cryptoriana. Here's a song called Heartbreak and Seance. It's Full Metal Jackie Radio. It's Full Metal Jackie. Rob Halford of Judas Priest on the show with us tonight. We're talking about Judas Priest's first ever Rock Hall nomination. And Priest deserves to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for a lot of reasons. What's the most important reason to you why Priest should be inducted?
Well, I think if you really understand what the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame stands for, it really is the quality of your work. It's the substance of what makes you a band. And so, as I know now, I must admit that it wasn't until just recently that I fully understand, fully got to grip what this represents, which is that you know, your music, your body of work is really scrutinized. Everything is scrutinized. You know, it's not just the one song or the one album or one two or whatever. They look at absolutely everything. They look at your heritage, your pedigree, your roots, your tradition, whatever it might be. They really investigate everything about you as a band or a solo artist, whatever. That makes it kind of a deeper and more of a meaningful moment for that reason alone. They look at all of your music for 25 years plus. And so that with Priest, that's from, say, rock and roll, rock to wherever we were 25 years later. And it's easy to get lost, you know, when you've written so many songs and you've done so many things. You lose track yourself as a musician, as being in a band that's been had a great long life in metal. And it makes you, I mean, I put on Rock and Roller a few days ago and I was listening to tracks like Dying to Meet You and Run of the Mill. And I'm going, yeah, these are good songs, you know. And then more recently, in recent times. So it is quite, they do go really deep. And so that adds another dimension to, I think, the whole Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Rob Halford with us. Still to come this hour, we're going to be hearing from Jamie Josta of Hatebreed for Josta's weekly pick from the pit. Got music from Testament, Down, and more with Rob. It's Full Metal Jackie, Rob Halford of Judas Priest on the show with us tonight. Rob, you've been touring for most of your life. What changes in terms of the things you appreciate and enjoy about touring through different stages of your life?
Well, I think it's wherever you're at in the given moments of being in the band. You know, I'm sure that if you ask this question to a lot of bands, it's all about what's happening on the night. It's all about living in the moment, you know. Wherever you are on stage, it doesn't matter what size the venue is, how many people are there, it's living in the moment, it's giving the best that you can give together as a band and reaching every single fan that you can. And so really, that hasn't changed in all the years Priest has been together. We still treat every show with the great reverence. You know, we just have to look at each other before we walk on stage, and we know what we've got to do. I will say probably that at this point now, we might be under the microscope a little bit more, just because we have done so much work, thousands of shows probably, and people are looking at us probably a little bit more intensely, which is great, because that makes us work even harder. I know for me as a singer, you know, I try harder than ever to do the best that I can, and the voice is holding up, thank goodness. So not really a lot has changed. Some of it has, but the core, I think, of being in any band is to go out and do your best work possible for each other and mostly for the fans that are giving you the life.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Rob Halford with us on the show tonight. Judas Priest, of course, up for a Rock Hall nomination, and they recently announced a new album called Firepower for 2018, along with some tour dates. Quick break. Up next, Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta, also music from Testament. And still to come, we're going to have Rob pick music. We've got the Death Clock Brutal pick of the week, music from Anthrax, Ghost. It's all on the way. Full Metal Jackie, Rob Halford of Judas Priest on the show with us tonight. And Rob, you guys are already in the planning stages for a tour to support the new album next year. What aspect of the inner workings of preparing for a tour would surprise people the most?
Just to give a little bit of a different look on it, you know, visually, we always work hard and spend money to put on a show in terms of what you'll see, as opposed to what you'll hear. I mean, obviously, the set list is vitally important. We can't wait to play some of the new material from the new album, obviously, like most bands that go out, just to support your new record. So there'll be that, of course, as we go out next year. But, yeah, we're already underway. We're having constant discussions about how we want to put things together for our fans and make sure that like most bands, you know, you want to give your fans something to remember visually as well as what you hear. So, you know, and a lot of it's been done, hasn't it? I mean, how many lights do you need? How many flames do you need to go off? How many screens do you need to have? You have to be very careful here, in my perspective, because at the end of the day, when the fans come and see Priest, they just want to see the band. You know, they want to see Rob over there, and there's Ian, and there's Glenn and Scott, and there's Richie, and there's Judas Priest. So no matter how many millions of lights you surround us with, it doesn't really change it that much, does it? Your fans have put the money down, the hard-earned money down, to come and see you, and then hear the songs that they love. Having said that, I think we all try really hard to put on a show that is visually exciting and gives you a buzz, and it always has to, in Priest's world, it has to really correlate with the songs, with the music. So we have different set pieces, obviously, in terms of light and any screen visuals that we use. We marry those up to the songs. So it is really well thought out, you know. And this next one's going to be great. It's something that we love to do in everything under the Judas Priest flag.
It's Full Metal Jackie, the Metal God, with us on the show tonight. Coming up this hour, going to be hearing from a member of Death Clock. For the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, we've got music from Black Label Society, Death Angel, more with Rob. It's all on the way, so stick around. Full Metal Jackie, Rob Halford, is our guest on the show tonight. Rob, you're pretty prolific when it comes to posting on Instagram, not to mention pretty hilarious. What do you enjoy most about staging and posting amusing photos?
Oh, some of the photos I'd like to put on. Well, here's the thing. You know, Jackie, you and I know each other personally, and there's two sides to me. You see, I'm not one of these people that really wants to court controversy or attract attention. That's not what I'm about, you know. And I think when you think of the possibilities of social media, and particularly in Instagram, you can use it for lots of different reasons. I like to use it just to maybe pull the fans away from some of the other stuff that's going on in the world. A horrible thing that happened in Vegas the other day. I mean, I wish now that I'd have acknowledged that. I should have just put something up. Or did I? Yes, I did. What am I talking about? I did put something up. Because you have to recognise, in that situation, it's relative to music. Like when we lost Chris recently, you know, and Lemmy and Ronnie. And sadly, I apologise for missing Chester. But so what I'm saying is, in terms of putting whatever pictures you put up, you like to give people a bit of a lift and a boost and a smile, maybe make them laugh, you know, get a bit of interaction. I just put some pictures up of me holding three Lemmy T-shirts, like pick your favourite Lemmy T-shirt. I think it's really cool. And I've got thousands of fans saying, oh, this one's good and that one, I like that one better. I've got all three. So in terms of communication, it's really cool. And it's on a personal level because I do it all myself. I haven't got some person in the background posting. I do it all myself. And so it's a real, really personal connection. And I love to do it. So you never know what's going to happen on the Rob Halford Legacy Instagram.
Full Metal Jackie, Rob Halford with us. Quick break. Up next, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. We'll also check out a new tune from Black Label Society. And, of course, more with Rob Halford. Full Metal Jackie, Rob Halford with us. Again, we're celebrating Judas Priest's first ever Rock Hall nomination. And I just want to know, because we spoke earlier and you said that you guys had heard about it, you know, obviously a little bit before it got announced. What was it like when you guys communicated with each other to share in the excitement? Is there like a Judas Priest text message group? And are there a lot of emojis? I need to know.
me and Richie are like text teams. We're the, you know, I'm the silver surfer in the band, as I'm called. And Richie the Falcon Falconer, me and him are just mental for anything with texting and you know, sending each other snippets of ideas for songs and whatever it might be, you know, crazy, you know, goofy stuff, whatever it might be. So me and Richie are the ones for that. But we were all in touch immediately via email and so forth. And we were buzzing, you know. I mean, still can't deny that it's, whenever this comes in your career, it's special. But just thinking back on what I was just saying a few minutes ago, because this is really representing all of the substance of the band musically, it is extra special.
Well, very excited about the nomination and wishing you guys the best. I want you to win. I want you guys to be there, and you deserve it. And I'm just so excited for you, Rob. Thank you so much for taking the time, and looking forward to catching up with you next time around, maybe next year, about new album and tour and everything, and just wish you the best of luck with everything.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for Jackie. I've said it before. You know, what you do for the fans in metal with Whiplash Show is so important. It's a great way to connect and communicate and keep everybody in the metal community closed in together on the full Metal Jackie show. Thank you, Jackie. Thank you, everybody, for listening in. Hey, let's keep the metal alive. You can vote for Judas Priest every day if you want to, up until December the 9th, to get us in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And those of you that have voted and those of you that are considering voting me, thank you so much. We'll give you our metal love, and we'll see you soon.
It's Full Metal Jackie, and we've got more metal on the way.